Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday games of the week on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3, and on the World Wide Web at kittycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Gary Lowry and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined by Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans girls basketball team. Coach, you finished out the Sterling tournament since we talked last. Also had a game against Sacred Heart. In the end, you finished in fourth place there at the Sterling Invitational, a tough one against Hugoton that you fought all the way back in within three, but ended up losing by nine, and then a 20-point loss to Remington there in the third-place game. What stood out about the way the girls finished out the tournament there in Sterling?
You know, those two games were kind of two tales. Against Hugoton, I thought our effort and energy and our focus was outstanding. We played prior best basketball of the year. We gave a team that hadn't really been challenged all year a really, really tough battle. And we've seen how well we could play. Against Remington, I don't know if we were just out of gas or whatever it was, a little bit of a letdown going into the Friday game. Against a very good Remington team, we still want to give them a lot of credit. But we just didn't match that same energy level, that same focus level as we did the night before. And we kind of realized how we have to play. So I think it was a very key deal that we need to make sure we learn from. If we're going to play well, we have to play a certain way and a certain style.
Went over Sacred Heart on Tuesday, 57-31. What were some of the things that went well for you in that game?
It was very nice to bounce back with their great effort and energy that we had talked about. When you face adversity, when you don't play well on the last day of that tournament, it's always nice to be able to rebound and get back on the floor and play well. I thought we stood out there in the first quarter. We brought great defensive effort the whole game, only giving up single digits for all four quarters. That you're doing something right on the defensive end. And then offensively, we did a nice job not forcing things in, taking what the defense gave us, really getting good ball reversal, and we were able to really hit the open person and take what the defense gave us. As you've seen with our scoring, it was really spread out and everybody really contributed, so that was very nice to see.
You move on with Republic County coming up next, and that'll be next Tuesday. You'll have Friday off. Republic County is a team that you fought real hard with the first time, ended up putting them into overtime and winning by five. What do you think about Republic County, and what do you need to do to have success the second time around?
The very good ball team, senior-driven ball team with a lot of good shooters on that team. We'll have to come out. We'll have to make sure we play extreme good defense because it's at third place. They're going to be able to shoot it well. We're going to have to close out very well, make them shoot shots over top of us. Then offensively, we're going to have to be patient, work the ball, get the shots that we want, whether that be getting into the paint and then kicking it out or attacking the basket. But it's going to be have to be a high execution game because they're a very good team, and could give us a run for our money.
Gary Lowry, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time again, and we'll chat with you again next week, all right?
Thank you, Dusty, and thanks for all your coverage over the last week.
Appreciate it, Coach.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Spring Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're joined by Ryan Eilert, the head coach of the Blewett Trojans boys basketball team. Well, you've had a flurry of activity really ever since you came back from the second semester start. And then last week, three games in 3 days, the Sterling Invitational, as you end up finishing in fifth place with a win over Smoky Valley, 58-53. You beat Remington in the consolation semifinals after the first round loss to Sterling. What are some of the things that stood out for your team as you, again, finished fifth place down at the Sterling Invitational?
I thought it was a good tournament for us. Night number one, we started off with a tough Sterling team and, liked where we were at halftime. But the third quarter, they were able to knock down quite a few threes, and we just weren't able to stay with them. But I thought our kids played fairly well through most of the game. I thought we rebounded on Friday and played a really good game and did the things we needed to. And then on Friday, when we played Smoky Valley, I liked what we did in that game. I thought it was a great team effort. I thought we showed improvement in critical situations and able to get a win against a good quality team. So anytime, you go to a tournament, you can go 2-1 and play well and your other one gives yourself a chance, I thought it was a good tournament for us. Brendan Mason was able to make all tournament team I think that's a credit to us getting on the backside and winning two games. I thought he played a great tournament and was well deserving of that award.
Second Heart on Tuesday night, you fall 63-51 to the Knights. They've got a very good team. You did get a career high 24 from Kadrin Cox in that loss. What does Second Heart do that makes them so good?
Well, for us, they pressure on the perimeter and we struggled to get the ball on the wing and able to enter it. We have a size advantage, but sometimes when there's ball pressure, we're not able to enter it into the post. First quarter we played really well. Second quarter they came out and just shot lights out. We're down 10 or 11 at half. But the third quarter, I really loved our energy. I thought our kids played as hard as they have all year and competed and got within four. Late third, early fourth, Sacred Heart got about an 7-8 point lead and then just kind of milked the clock the rest of the game and made free throws, and yet our kids kept working. I thought, Kadrin played a good game and was able to score a lot. I thought Hudson Smith just did a fantastic job with his energy and able to knock down a couple threes last night. I saw improvements, and that's what we're looking for. Hunter Butke was able to get back into a game and play again. So seeing those improvements and get everybody on the same page, I think we're making progress.
You have a little time to catch your breath here now as you won't play again until next Tuesday against Republic County. You beat them the first time you played, 63-36. I'm going to guess that they're probably an improved team since the first time you saw them early in the first semester. What do you need to do the second time around against the Buffs?
Everybody's going to be improved and do things a little bit different anytime you play them the second time. For us, we need to play defense like we did the first time on them. We need to offensively get more comfortable having two bigs in the lineup and just some different things. I think this break's coming at a good time, kind of catch our breath, and then we're able to hit it again towards the end of the season.
Ryan Eilert, head coach of the Blewett Trojans on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and we'll catch you again next week, all right?
All right, thank you.
Our Blewett Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Our Wednesday locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chants can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, been a busy time since we talked last as you finished out the Northern Plains League tournament, a loss in the consolation semifinals by just 6 to Lincoln, and then you end up with 7th place in the tournament, a 21-18 win over Natoma. How do you feel about the way the girls finished out the tournament there this weekend in Lincoln?
Well, we finished, I think, fairly strong. We struggled there Saturday against that Natoma team. I mean, just shooting from the field. I think we only shot 17%. We couldn't make baskets from the field, and then we struggled again from the free throw line. But we did. We played good defense, and I think we ended the game, with 13 steals, which really kept us in that game. And we got out early, and Natoma. Not Osmeyer, got some shots to fall and got right back in that game. And, it come down to the last couple minutes of that game and we squeaked out of there with a 3-point victory. But I was happy with the girls, the way they finished. We were all disappointed after losing to that Lincoln team, Friday night after we had beat them at home, earlier in the year. But they came out and shot lights out from the perimeter. And we struggled, a little bit from the free throw line Friday night. And I think, that was a little bit of a problem as far as taking us out of that game. But they've bounced back Saturday and picked up the win against Natoma. And we were happy and satisfied with that.
Give me some quick thoughts on the Wilson game on Tuesday. Kendall Zorn had 30 for them. Obviously, she caused you some problems. What went wrong on Tuesday night?
Well, I tell you, we were a little behind the eight ball anyway. I had three of my varsity girls gone yesterday, and two of them being starters. I got one of them out with a groin injury, and we're fighting some illness over here in Osborne. So I told them girls, it's time for some of these young girls to step up and prove themselves, and they did for the most part. We got down early, last night and fought back and took the lead in that game, first half. And then we had three, four turnovers right in a row that Wilson capitalized off of, and we got down again, and our defense was, our post play just wasn't as aggressive last night with the two starters being sick, I feel that's where we struggled a lot with our defensive rotation and just our aggression, underneath the basket.
You have Lakeside coming up on Friday night. You go to their place, a team you've already seen once this season. You fell 42-36 the preseason tournament way back on December 9th. What do you need to do the second time around against Lakeside?
Well, we've got to get better defensively. They're a very improved team from where they were in the preseason. And, they look to push the ball up the floor, and they're quick. I mean, we got to shut down Rachel as far as her quickness. And they got some good shooters, so I mean we're gonna have to play good defense against that Lakeside team. And bottom line, we got to take care of the ball and limit our turnovers.
Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Dogs, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll see you Friday night against Lakeside.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. Joined by Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, it's been a pretty busy time for your team since we talked last. You finished out the Northern Plains League tournament, a tough 10-point loss to St. John's Tipton in the semifinals, and then you go in and end up winning over Rock Hills for third place there at the tournament. Just what were some of the things that stood out the way the team finished out there in Lincoln on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, I was pleased with with our play. I thought against St. John's, I thought we played pretty well for the most part. You know, just one or two possession game there in the fourth quarter, and, you know, we just had a few mistakes, you know, a turnover at mid-court, a missed layup, and a couple missed free throws. And, you know, that's the game. You got to convert on those. And if we do, we're right there in the game where we want to be. If, you know, if you don't, that's what happens. You beat by about, you know, 6-10 points. You move on, try to get better, I guess. So then against Rock Hill, but I thought we played, you know, it's just different playing against them. They're real disciplined on offense. They're going to be real, going to possess the ball a long time. You got to play defense for 30 to 45 seconds. And, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job for the most part. They shot well from the field. I think they shot like 60% or something to stay in the game. You know, we didn't shoot the ball that well, which kind of hurt us, which gave them a chance in the end. But overall, I thought we played hard. We just, you know, weren't able to convert there when we needed to on Saturday.
Wilson on Tuesday, a 56-31 win. You saw them earlier in the tournament, so you knew kind of what they were about. You pick up a nice win there at home on Tuesday.
Yeah, that was probably the best we've played for a while. We just played well offensively, and we kind of set the tone with our defense. You know, that's what Osmer basketball was about, I guess. You know, we try to set the tone defensively, get after it, and, you know, I thought we played it. Really good game.
Lakeside coming up on Friday night now for your team. It's a team you've already seen once this season very early, and they fought real hard against you. You ended up winning by 12. What are some of the things you need to do the second time around against the Knights?
We'll have to play well again. You know, it seems like it doesn't matter records or anything else against them. It seems like it's always a battle. You know, of course, both kind of a rivalry, trying, you know, both teams want to win. And so we're going to have to play well defensively. We'll have to slow down Johnson and Strody. Under their averages, we should have a chance against them.
It's Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osmer Bulldogs here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Lakeside on Friday.
Thanks.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
We continue with our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burgard. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
And welcome back into locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're with Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red. Coach, three games actually since we talked last, finishing out the Mid-Continent League tournament. You fall to Norton in the consolation semis, 42-22, and then your second loss of the season to Oakley, 38-26 in the seventh place game. So you finished eighth this year in the MCL tournament. Just take me through those last two games. What were some of the things that you struggled with there in those last two of the league tournament?
Well, I think the struggling part of what we're doing this year is shooting, and it's been that way kind of all year long. And the kids are working. You know, we kind of practice every day. They work hard, and it just seems like then when we try to make ends meet from that angle, we struggle with press breaking and, you know, turnovers and that sort of thing. And we're just showing a lot of what a young team shows. And I think hopefully, like, you know, we always talk about, you know, staying the path we're on and trying to get better every game. And that's what we're trying to do, is trying to find positives. We shot from the free throw line well last night in our game, and so we had some positives. Rebounding was real good. We out-rebounded two of the three teams in the last three games, and so we do have some positives. It's just that we tend to turn the ball over too often and get behind early in games, and then it's really hard to come back.
Russell, last night, the team that you mentioned there, you shot well at the line, but you fall 65-31. They got out to a 46-16 lead at halftime. What do you like about Russell, and what were some of the things that they did that caused the most problems?
Well, Russell's probably got the most solid team I've ever seen since I've been around as far as their starters go. I mean, we did a good job against our JV, played well and beat them. But their starters, they're five. They're not deep. They go five, maybe six kids, but they're all very athletic. They run the court very, very well. They just work well as a group of five young ladies. And I was very impressed with not only how they run, but how they press. And it's just a whole package. It's kind of like TMP all over again. And so they're just it's one of those years where they have their act together, and I think three were seniors, and one was a junior, one sophomore, and they just their experience.
Stockton coming up on Friday night after their win over Northern Valley last night. They're 12-2 this season with that victory. When you look at Stockton, what do you expect to see from them on Friday?
Well, same thing we've been seeing, a lot of pressure. They like to apply a press both on make and miss baskets, so we're going to have to really have our act together and take care of the basketball to make a very competitive ball game.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smithsonian Lady Red, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time, and best of luck against Stockton on Friday night.
Okay, thank you.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, buy three service inspections and get the fourth free. And take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com, joined by Joe Burghardt, head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, been a lot of activity since we talked last as you played Trigo in the consolation semis there of the MCL tournament and lost a tough one by three. And then you fall the Hill City in the seventh place matchup there, 61-45 on Saturday in Waukini. What are your thoughts of these last two games, two pretty good teams that you're seeing at this part of the tournament?
Well, you know, my feeling, the boys side of the MCL, all the teams are tough, and if you don't show up to play, you're going to lose. But, you know, you go back to the Trigo game, you know, we led pretty well the whole game. I think we were up as much as 12, and, you know, they kind of just kept, you know, cutting into the lead, and by the time we got down to, you know, a minute and a half, we had a four-point lead, and they knocked down a couple big threes and ended up going ahead, and they got us on our heels, and we just weren't able to recover. Then we end up playing Hill City, pretty tough team to be playing in the seventh place game, and we couldn't stop them from shooting threes. They hit nine on us, you know, let the Brandy Berry kid, he hit 7 out of 10. We just didn't want to guard him and didn't want to take care of the ball, and so that cost us big in that game.
So again, eighth place finish there at the tournament, and you come back with Russell in a non-league game on Tuesday. You get a nice 60-57 win there to get yourself back on track. How big was that to pick up the win against Russell?
You know, we definitely needed a win last night. And, you know, we had there again, you know, we were up by 16 in the third quarter, and we just, you know, we didn't do a very good job of taking care of the ball. We kind of, you know, got panicky and turned it over and then didn't play very good defense. And we let them have way too many offensive rebounds. And we went from up 16 to down 3 between the end of the third and start of the fourth quarter, and, you know, we kind of let ourselves get in trouble. But, you know, the kids really played tough, and they fought back to go ahead and pull away for a win.
You have Stockton coming up next, a team that's right in the middle at 6-6 this season. Boy, they had a tough way to lose one last night when they took on Northern Valley in overtime, falling 79-77 on a buzzer beater. But when you look at Stockton, what do you expect to see coming up on Friday?
You know, we played Stockton for playing game of the MCL, and, you know, I honestly felt like they didn't play real well in that game, and I fully expect them to play quite a bit better. They've got you know, Coffee Kid with good size on the inside, and Green, very good ball player, and then they've got, you know, a couple other kids that they can knock down the outside shots, and, you know, coming off of that loss last night, they're going to be really hungry to get a win. They're going to be a tough out for us. They just play five guys pretty much, but they play really well, and they're going to be tough. We're gonna have to play really well to beat them.
Joe Berger, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Stockton on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, buy three service inspections and get the fourth free. And take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark Service Manager for details. We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and listen online, kdcountry94.com. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're with Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. Well, it's been a flurry of activity since we talked last week, Coach. You finished out the Northern Plains League tournament Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. You fall the Southern Cloud in the first round. You get a win over Osborne in the Consolation Semis, and then you fall to Wilson 52-21 in the fifth place game. How do you feel about the performance during the tournament and where you finished there in that one?
Well, I felt pretty good about it. I thought we played pretty well against Southern Cloud. We did some things in the first half that I thought was effective and caused them a little bit of trouble. We were, I think, down 4 points at half and felt pretty good about it. And I think they kind of came out with a little bit more energy in the second half and kind of took it to us a little bit. But I felt like we played pretty well that game. And then coming back against Osborne on Friday night, I thought we played real well. That was a game, you know, we had played them earlier in the year and got beat up there, so we had a little bit more energy for that game, I thought. And I thought it was a really hard-fought game on both sides. We kind of got out to a lead, and then they came back and I think took the lead by one with a couple minutes to go, and then we were able to pull it out. And I just thought we played real hard. We rebounded so much better in that game than we did against them the first time, and I was pleased with that. And so it was great to get that win to kind of avenge a loss. But then we didn't have any energy on Saturday. We were pretty tired emotionally and physically, I think. So didn't have a real good performance on Saturday against Wilson. But they're an awfully good team, and we didn't do as well as we could have, and they really kind of took it to us. So I was pleased with our performance in the tournament. I felt like, you know, going in as the 10th seed, which I know we have a really tough schedule at the beginning of the year, I felt like it prepared us for what we were getting ready for there in the tournament, and I was real pleased with how we played for the most part. That many games that close together, you're bound to have one where you don't have much energy. So I was pleased overall with our performance.
Lakeside on Tuesday, you fall in that one 50-33. They kind of hurt you a little bit in the post there in that one as they pick up the 17-point win. What were your thoughts there on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, Lakeside's an awfully good team. I mean, they took third in the tournament. They've got three very effective scorers with Miller and Brummett and then LaRocque on the inside, and you kind of have to pick your poison. We decided to go kind of with a diamond and one, box and one on Miller and kind of tried to shade toward Brummett, and that left us a little bit vulnerable on the inside with LaRocque, and they took advantage of it. And, you know, I felt like we played all right. We know that inside's kind of a weakness for us, and you know, we didn't do some things maybe that we should have done or could have done inside, but you got to hand it to Lakeside that they were able to find the weakness and expose it. And so we rebounded well against them, which I thought would be a concern. We handled the ball all right. We did a lot of things pretty well. We struggled shooting the ball again. If we don't hit shots from the outside, then we struggle a little bit to score, and that kind of happened in the first half especially. But, you know, going on the road up there, they're a good, solid team. I really felt pretty good about our performance up there. I thought we played with some energy and like I said, rebounded pretty well inside. We could have done a few things differently defensively, but you know, we'll learn from it and we'll go on.
Natoma coming up on Friday night. You'll have them at home. It's a team that hasn't won a lot of games this year. They're a pretty deliberate team, though, and they're, again, going to want to work things through the post with Osmeyer. What are your thoughts on Natoma Friday?
Yeah, that's definitely, we talked about that after the game immediately last night because, you know, we're going to have to defend a 6-foot post on the inside, and that's kind of been a struggle for us. So we've got to figure out how we're going to, you know, defend her, but they do have some decent shooters on the outside that you can't just absolutely forget about. So, like you said, they kind of deliberate. They take their time. They work the ball around to try to get the ball into Osmeyer on the inside. So, you know, we're going to have to try to speed the game up. I think that's kind of a strength for us. If we can get them moving up and down the floor and play a full court game, get some turnovers with our press and get some easy scores that way, I think we'll be all right. But, again, it's kind of going to be a battle of who forces the other team to play their style of game. If they turn it into a slow-down half-court game, then we're probably going to struggle. If we can turn it into a full-court game, then I think it'll be an advantage for us. So, you know, we seem to always have pretty good games with Natoma, teams that we're pretty comfortable with playing. So I expect it to be a pretty competitive game on Friday.
Steve Chris, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Natoma Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbeger, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries. They're an air gas dealer and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18 just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Joe Biggs, the head coach of the Lincoln boys basketball team, joining us again this week. Three games, actually, since we talked last. You finished out the Northern Plains League tournament consolation part of the tournament with a couple tough losses to Tescott and Southern Cloud, 13 and 14 points respectively. What were some of the things that went wrong there in those final two games of the consolation for you?
Well, we kind of took a couple steps back there in those two games. I think maybe the disappointment from not being able to beat Chase right off the bat kind of lingered on, and then maybe we thought that we could get by without playing our best there in those two games. We really just didn't play well at all against them. Just didn't put forth a good team effort. Definitely didn't put forth a good offensive effort. Didn't attack any gaps, and really, really, really shot the ball poorly. It was a tough weekend.
You went to Lakeside last night, and this one you're able to get a 4-point lead at the end of the first quarter. The shots really were falling for you on Tuesday night, and you actually had your best offensive output of the season as far as scoring was concerned. But still, in the end, you fall by 10 to Lakeside. A back and forth game that they were able to get the win in. What were your thoughts on Tuesday night's loss?
Yeah, definitely a much better offensive game. It always helps when you hit shots. We were able to do the things that we talked about, you know, during practice. We were able to get the ball to the high post. We were able to attack a few gaps. And then we had some guys knock down some shots. We had a really poor second quarter. Gave up 24 points in that quarter. That really hurt us. They were able to get the ball inside against us during that quarter, and they have a couple big, strong seniors that really know how to work down there, and they scored a lot of baskets right around the bucket. And like I said, that second quarter really hurt us. And other than that quarter, I think we outscored them the other three. So definitely some positives to take away, but still got to come away with that win.
Natoma coming up on Friday night, the team that's 3-9 this season. Definitely a chance for you guys to have some success possibly on Friday. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Hopefully we can come out ready to play. Hopefully we don't look at them the same way we did Tescott Southern Cloud, and we can put forth the effort that we put forth last night against Lakeside and get a win. We need one.
Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Natoma Friday night.
Hey, thank you.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're with Darren Grauerholtz, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, we've got a lot to talk about here, so I'm going to have to condense this Northern Plains League tournament as you beat Osborne in the first round 64-30, and then you went in the semis over Southern Cloud by 20, 55-35. A very exciting championship game, a 50-48 win in overtime as you win your fourth straight Northern Plains League tournament championship for the Lady Longhorns. What were some of the things that stood out during the tournament for your team?
Well, you know, it was one of the things that we've been stressing here lately is to get a good start in the third quarter. You know, it seems like we've been a little bit rugged there, and I thought we handled that very well for the most part, except for in that championship game. You know, we let St. John's get us on, you know, a nice lead in the first quarter. Of course, just absolutely hated that Brenna went out with that knee injury. Hopefully, she can get back soon. She's such a great player and really missed by St. John's. But, you know, had that not happened, that game's totally different. And then third quarter, you know, we cut that lead to four at half. We come out of the third quarter, and then they jump to a nice 11-point lead in the fourth quarter. So, you know, here we are playing behind again, and it shouldn't happen. But, you know, that was one of the things we were trying to stress. You know, I just very proud of the girls for hanging in there and persevering, because when I told them, you know, I counted them out, especially when we spotted them six again in the fourth quarter or in the overtime. You know, we were down six with 2:30 left in overtime. So, and we kept fighting. It just seemed like everything we did, we allowed St. John's to stay in the game. But man, I tell you what, he's such a great coach there, and they're lucky to have him, and just did a tremendous job with what he had, you know, with Kara getting into foul trouble, and it just looked like doom for him, and he just kept fighting, and those girls performed very well for him. So very glad with our girls fighting the way they did and persevering in those situations.
You went over Pike Valley on Tuesday, 62-24. Cassie had a career-high 32. Give me some quick thoughts on the Pike Valley game on Tuesday.
Played hard, great defense. We only allowed 4 points, and I think in the second half, and I think that was within probably the first 2 minutes of that quarter. And after that, it was all Thunder Ridge from there. Played very well, very unselfish, and got the ball up and down the court and had some nice offensive sets too. So just played really good ball last night, and we got some shots to fall.
Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night at your place. I'm going to guess that they're going to be pretty hungry after a tough loss to you guys in the tournament just a week before when you played it on Friday. What are your thoughts on Southern Cloud?
Hey, you know, and they're a great team. We did a great job rebounding. We're going to have to do that again because we did not shoot well from the field against them the first time. So we've got to contain about three girls on that team that are really good basketball players. So an up-and-coming sophomore, Morse, for them. And Raina, I'm really impressed with her. She does a great job handling the ball for them. So we got to make sure we keep those two in particular in check and get the boards, clean them up like we did last time, and I think we should be in good shape.
Darren Groudholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck Friday night against the Lady Warriors.
Thank you, Dusty.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Three games, Coach, actually, since we talked last, as you picked up your first two wins of the season, the consolation part of the Northern Plains League tournament there at Sylvan Grove, as you went over Natoma 34-31 and went over Southern Cloud 42-35. How pleased were you with the way the team finished the tournament last week?
Well, if you've coached as long as I have, you know that if you don't win ball games or don't have positive feedback from what you're telling the kids, it's awful hard to coach and get them to do anything. But anytime you win a ball game, there's a little pep in their step and they come to practice ready to go. And we were very fortunate. Sometimes it's not the best thing to win the first game in the tournament. If you lose that first game, or are as skilled as the championship team, you get a chance to at least go win a couple of games, and that's all we did. So kids are really feeling good about it. And, you know, they were 0-4 in football, and it's been 17 games combined in football and basketball before they won a game. So it's good, positive reinforcement.
Pike Valley, a tough one there on the road on Tuesday. You fall 58-32. What did they do that caused the most problems?
Well, they're just so physical and quick, and they probably the best rebounding team that we've seen all year. And we got out-rebounded early and often. And, you know, I thought we really battled hard and executed fairly well on offense in the first half. And then they just wore us down, and their speed and their athleticism got to us.
Southern Cloud comes up on Friday night here. You'll host them and a team, again, that you just played. It'll be a weekend between those games where you won by 7 in Sylvan Grove last Friday. Southern Cloud, what do you expect to see the second time around, and what do you need to do to have success again?
Well, we've got to play a little better defense than we did the first time. We got down, I think, 11-2, and they were shooting threes kind of at will, and then we adjusted a couple of things and kind of wore them down a little bit. But it's going to be a great, great matchup. Both teams have some athletes on the team, and then also got some deficiencies that really come out if you don't keep the kids going in that narrow positive path, then anything can happen. But it should be an exciting ball game at Kennington Friday night. I hope to get our third win.
John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against the Warriors on Friday.
Yep, thanks a lot, Dusty.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.